Welcome back to My Real Estate Podcast with David Liberatore. I'm your host, and today we're talking about something pretty exciting that just happened in Sarasota. CNN came out with a list of America's best towns to visit, and guess what? Sarasota took the number one spot. David, congrats on that. I mean, that's huge for the area. What does that kind of recognition actually mean for the real estate market down there?
Hey, thanks so much for having me. You know, this is honestly incredible. When CNN puts Sarasota at the top of that list, it's not just a pat on the back, it's a signal to the entire country that this is the place to be. And what that does for real estate is pretty significant. You're suddenly getting national attention, which means more eyeballs on the market, more interest from buyers who maybe didn't even know Sarasota existed or didn't realize what it had to offer.
Oh, wow. So you're saying this kind of media attention actually drives demand? Like, people see CNN saying, hey, this is the best town, and they're like, okay, I'm looking there now.
Exactly. And it's not just casual interest either. When you get that level of validation from a major news outlet, it attracts serious buyers, people who are actually ready to make a move. They see Sarasota positioned as a top destination, and suddenly it becomes part of their search. It raises the profile of the entire area, which naturally increases competition for properties and can put upward pressure on prices.
Right. So for sellers, this is obviously great news. But I'm curious, does this kind of thing happen overnight, or is this something that builds over time? Like, do you see the market shift immediately after an announcement like this?
It's a combination of both, actually. You'll see some immediate buzz and inquiry from people who caught the CNN story. But the real long-term impact plays out over months and quarters. You get a sustained wave of interest from people who are moving to the area or investing in it. For sellers, that means better negotiating power and potentially higher sale prices. For buyers, it's a little trickier. You're competing with more people, so you need to be strategic and move fast on properties you love.
That's really smart. So,
get your ducks in a row before you start looking. Have your financing lined up, know your budget, and work with someone who knows the market, not just someone who knows real estate in general. You want someone who understands the neighborhoods, the inventory, and what's actually worth your money. And honestly, when you find something you like, don't sleep on it. In a competitive market like this, hesitation can cost you the deal.
No kidding. And I imagine for investors, this is also kind of a moment, right? Like, if you're thinking about Sarasota as an investment play, you're probably thinking about it a little differently now?
Absolutely. Investors see this as validation of what locals have known for a while. Sarasota is a desirable place. That means rental potential, appreciation potential, and solid fundamentals for long-term growth. But again, you have to be smart about it. Just because CNN said it's the best town doesn't mean every property is a good investment. You still need to do your homework on location, condition, cash flow, all of that.
That's the reality check everyone needs to hear. You know what I love about that perspective? It's not just hype. It's understanding what the hype means and then actually acting on it strategically. So what would you say to someone who's on the fence about Sarasota right now? Like, is this the moment to make a move, or should they wait and see how things settle?
I'd say if you've been thinking about Sarasota for a while, this is actually a good time to pull the trigger. Not because of FOMO, but because you're getting into a market that's clearly on an upward trajectory. The fundamentals are there, the attention is there, and the opportunity is there. But if you're just jumping in because CNN said it's cool, pump the brakes. Do your research, understand the market, and make sure it actually fits what you're looking for. Don't let hype drive your biggest financial decision.
That's really solid advice, David. I think that's the kind of balanced perspective people need when they're looking at these kinds of opportunities. Thanks so much for breaking this down and putting it all in perspective. This was really helpful.
Hey, my pleasure. Thanks for having me on the show. It's an exciting time for Sarasota, and I'm happy to talk about what it all means for buyers and sellers.